from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Meeting for Southeast Asian migrant issue. Speaking to reporters in Bangkok earlier today, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Ann Richards said the Southeast Asian migrant issue is in need of a well-defined response.
We have to save lives urgently. We have to develop better ways of discussing and meeting on these issues and taking action when people are setting to sea in the boats. And then we need to go and look at the root causes of why people feel they have no alternative but to flee their own countries and take such a dangerous trip.
Ms. Richard is in Thailand to attend a one-day meeting of Southeast Asian countries and rights groups discussing possible strategies in dealing with the boat people problem in the Andaman Sea and Bay of Bengal.
I, Muhammad Buhari, do solemnly swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Nigeria's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, the first Nigerian to defeat a sitting president in popular elections, takes the oath of office in a festive ceremony in Abuja. Mr. Buhari was sworn in today, the ceremony attended by dozens of heads of state, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, outgoing president. Good Luck Jonathan attended, smiling and wearing his signature broad-brimmed hat as he stood next to his successor following the swearing-in. A coalition of Syrian rebel fighters, led by the al-Qaeda branch, took over the last government-held city in northwestern Idlib province, bordering Turkey. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian forces pulled out of Ariha Thursday after bitter fighting with the al-Fatah army. The number of casualties is unclear. This is VOA News. Iraqi security officials say two car bombs exploded at two five-star hotels in Baghdad, killing at least 10 people. The first explosion occurred in the parking lot of the Babylon Hotel late Thursday, killing six people and wounding 14 others. Moments later, another car bomb struck outside a former Sheraton hotel, killing four people and wounding 13. There's been no claim of responsibility. The Kremlin says a new presidential decree classifying Russian military losses in peacetime as a state secret has nothing to do with Ukraine. The decree previously limited secrecy classifications to wartime deaths. The Kremlin also says President Vladimir Putin is not planning to launch any cross-border military operations. Russia held massive military exercises this week. Analysts say the military muscle flexing increases the chances for incidents that could spark a wider conflict. VOA's Daniel Scharf has more.
Russia's military this week held 4 days of unannounced large-scale drills involving hundreds of fighter jets, anti-aircraft missiles, and 12,000 troops. Russia's defense ministry called the exercises a surprise combat readiness inspection for its air forces. It also held military drills in the central, south, and west of the country as part of preparations for a larger exercise later this year. Russia's snap drills came as members of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, began 2 weeks of drills in the Arctic with 100 aircraft and 4,000 troops. Daniel Scherf, Moscow.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Speaking at the 65th annual FIFA Congress in Zurich, Sepp Blatter said the Federation faces more bad news. He warned that the next few months will not be easy for FIFA.
But it must fall to me to bear the responsibility for the reputation and well-being of our organization and to find a way forward to fix things.
47 counts were filed against 14 current and former top officials. The World Health Organization is calling for an end to the illicit trade in tobacco products. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization estimates one person dies from tobacco-linked disease every 6 seconds. That comes to almost 6 million premature deaths a year. The agency predicts this figure will rise to more than 8 million a year by 2030 if nothing is done to stop the global tobacco epidemic. More than 80% of these preventable deaths will occur in low- and middle-income countries. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The illicit trade in tobacco products reportedly rakes in yearly profits of $31 billion. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming up.